The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jared Parker. The Boilermakers host Wisconsin on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open up the call for questions.
Great, thank you. pleasure to be back on again this week. Obviously, another tough half for us last week against a great football team in Northwestern, and can't say enough great things about their program and the man football coach that Coach Fitzgerald is. But a tough game. Certainly wish we'd play better in the second half, but we're pushing through things and certainly trying to get our guys better to be able to handle adversity and make them better men along the way. And with that being said, you, of course, open up to a team that is a great football team, play a great schedule, and are playing at a high level. And they do a wonderful job in every phase. And it's a huge challenge for our guys, one that I know our seniors are willing to accept one more time in Ross Age Stadium. So it's senior day for us, and we're going to try to keep these guys grinding through in a tough situation and, again, give them something they'll be proud of in their last memories here in Ross Age. So with that being said, I'll open it up to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Stacey Clarity, Golden Black.
Hey, Jared, wasn't sure if we were going to get you tomorrow, and I forgot earlier today. With Jake Rapogle, whether he plays again, you know, these last 2 weeks or not, just to see his career kind of end this way, how do you look at that? Is it a sad thing, or, I mean, how do you view that?
Well, yeah, and gosh, I hope I spend all week talking about the great seniors we do have, and Jake is one of those, a team captain that has been here the whole time I've been here, Stacey, as you know.
Yeah.
What a great man and a great player and a great kid, and is feel like I've hugged him more than I've hugged my family over the last two or three weeks when he goes through tough times. But just think the world of him and the warrior he is. And I know Jake's competitive spirit and what he wants to do here as he leaves here, and I know that he'll probably take it that way. I don't think that's the way it'll go, Stacey. But if it were to, I know he would have some regrets and all those things. But I would quickly talk him out of those things and stay with him because he has no reason to feel that way. But, again, I do not believe in my heart of hearts that that's how these last two will go for him.
I mean, he's clearly been, when he's played for you guys, your best player in defense, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Is it that simple of a statement?
That's as true as a statement as there is and will continue to be.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jared.
Yes, thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you all.